first parak of Isaiah, third Mishnah. Ve'elu edeim shel Akum. These are the big holidays of the Akum. Kalanda v'satanua. These are both in the end of the secular year. One is Kalanda is 8 days after Tkufas Teves, which is more or less New Year's, and Satanuya is 8 days before, like the Tkufas Teves is the solstice, which is the 21st of December. So they had a holiday before the 21st and then after the 21st. Kayadua, the fact that we have this Christian holiday and New Year's is not something made up by Christianity. It was just taking over from what the Greeks and the Romans used to do. And when they started their religion, they needed to have something that would be palatable to the people. So they just took the old holiday and changed its name. Kartasin is another day. It's the day that the king came into power. Yom Gnus Yishem Elohim is when the king was coronated. Yom Haleda, the birthday of the king. Yom Hamisa, the day king died. This is the source of Yom Haleda, as we say, read it by Paro. It was considered a holiday. All these are Divrei Rabbi Meir. Chachamim Maimim, Kol Mises Yesh B'Sveifa Yesh B'Avodah Zarah. Shein B'Sveifa Ein B'Avodah Zarah. There was a choshev of death, so they burn all kind of things, all of his private possessions, when the king died, to show that everything's going away together with the king. So it was such a choshev of death, then it's considered a holiday. If not, not. Yoim Tiglachas Zikonoi. That the day that the king would shave his beard, ubloriso, or he would also cut his hair. The way they do it, they cut the front and they leave some type of ponytail in the back. You have some Eastern cultures that still do that. Yom Shalom ben Hayam, if he brought the days he would go on an overseas trip, it was a dangerous thing. He'd make a thank his deity and make a holiday on that day. Yom Shiyotze Beis Asurim, if he would be taken to captivity, the day he was taken out of captivity. All these things are considered holidays, which you're not allowed to do business with them 3 days before and afterwards. Akum Sha'osa Mishnah Lefnoi. Yeah, Lamaisa, the Gemara says that the first ones we mentioned are more serious ones, and 3 days before and after also. But after the ones, the shaving of his beard and his hair, and the ones at the end of the Mishnah were lesser holidays, and that only that day was also to do business with it. Which is basically what the Mishnah is saying now. Why don't you just stop the song? Yeah.